on Tuesday during our bankrupting meal. So we had the opportunity to discuss a little bit the idea of Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Nemru, Ma She'ein Ha'ozen Yochel L'Shmo, I mean, Kol Yochel L'Daber, you know, Shnayim Ze Shamati, Achas Dibur Elokim, Shnayim Zemati, all the phrases that are quoted, you know, to highlight how unique this was. And I tried to explain that you know, this, of course, is connected to you know, all the Dibros being B'Dibur Echad on the one hand, which is one idea, even though it doesn't be a stira, and then on the other hand, the idea of the Mechilta, that things that contradict each other are Namru B'Dibur Echad, that Yibum, and Eshesach, and Chala Mos Yumos, and Korban Shabbos, and Shatnez, and Tzitzes, etc. So it's just interesting that we have two models, just to highlight that again, that we have two models in Chazal of things that they speak about B'Dibur Echad, right? One of which is diverse things, and because they're diverse, they shouldn't be Dibur Echad, because the whole idea of Dibur Echad seems to be an integrative approach rather than highlighting the independence. And the other, when you know something is actually contradictory. So we have two models of B'Dibur Echad in a way. So what I was trying to highlight was that it's fascinating that this whole medrash comes in under the rubric of Zachar the Shamar. And then you might ask yourself, you know, which of these, you know, is it? Is this like the Yibum and the Eshesach one, or is this like the, you know, Kol HaDibros, you know, Bekulam, B'Dibur Echad, Namru? And that's really an interesting, I think it's an interesting question. So just to highlight that for another second, the Sifsei Chachamim, here in Yisro, on the Rashi quotes this Medrash, Zachar b'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Namru v'chein b'Chalam Osimas u'biyom Shabbos, and so on. Achas Dibur Lakim Shtayim Zushamati, quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, and this is what he quotes. So the Sitzei Chachamim on the spot says Kavanas Rashi ki Zachar hu mitzvah saseh v'Shamar hu lo saseh ki da'amar kol makom shenamar hishamer v'chule, and then it says v'lachein sasri ahadadi kimo hapsukim shemevi Rashi. So that is very fascinating, meaning he thinks that, at least in the context of Shabbos, it's hard to say that in Kol Torah Kula, but at least in the context of Shabbos, there being a Shamar and a Zachar is a stira in the same way that Mechalel, Mos Yumos, and the Korban is a stira. But it's hard to understand that because in terms of practical implementation, certainly there doesn't seem to be any kind of real stira. But what I was suggesting was that maybe what motivated the Chachamim is clear, and that is, this is a very famous and very critical medrash, and it's connected to Zachar v'Shamar, but it goes on, obviously the other cases on the list clearly establish that that idea. I was just pointing out that Rashi himself quotes the other medrash where you have the other model, and that's fine, but how do you integrate the two models? So what I was trying to suggest last week was that in light of our discussion about the mitzvah seh in the lab of Shabbos, and especially the complex views of the Rambam and the Ramban, and possibly the Ritva, you know, Zodon Shabbos, and the, you know, the placement in Hukos Shabbos, and what constitutes, you know, Mumr L'Chalel, and Chiv Nashi, all the things that we discussed. So what I was trying to suggest was, in light of that, and in light of the fact that the Ramban, you know, picks Zachar and Shamar for the Ava and Yira idea, and only then applies it to Aseh Nechalos Aseh, but really introduces it simply as Zachar v'Shamar, that maybe the profound idea is that there is a connection between these things. The connection is more, again, along the lines of the first Rashi on HaDvarim, but in a different way, and that is, it's not per se, Dibur Echad relates to contradictions, and it's not per se that it relates to multiple motifs or multiple obligations. The key point in Dibur Echad is whenever looking at things, you know, in an integrated fashion, or seeing that there are two sides to the same coin, like highlights that there's an internal perspective as well. In other words, where context and seeing one thing in light of the other is mutually enhancing, that's what Dibur Echad is all about. Sometimes that's, you know, in the most obvious and dramatic cases, it's going to be in the context of a contradiction, right? How can you have But how can you have yibum and isereish asach? Right. So if it isn't just, you know, dechuya and the overriding of one and the other, you know, making a hard decision, you know, when you have to, really there is a stira. Really, you're violating. But you don't need to say b'dibur echad, you know, for that. You could just say we have klalim, you know, that in an imperfect world where you have a stira, so A overrides B. But to say that, you know, it isn't a steer at all, and that the, you know, the exception is a validation, even a fulfillment of the rule, namely that Eshesach and Yibum come from the same place, or that Mechalel, Mosimus, and the Karban come from the same place, or that Tzitzes and Shatnez really, if you understand them well, come from the same place, that's a much more ambitious approach. And it's an approach that basically says that, you know, seemingly two different, you know, elements, you know, in context, one or the other takes on new and meaning and significance. And that's what is happening in the Asar, larger picture of the Asar Sadibros, HaDevarim, that all of the Asar Sadibros were remembered, you know, B'dibur Echad, in the sense that, you know, they seem, at minimum, they certainly don't seem contradictory, but they just do seem very diverse. So the idea that, you know, putting them together somehow formulates each and every one of them, that's a very ambitious notion, and it speaks to the cohesion of the Torah and the idea that the Torah is like a well-oiled, you know, well-calibrated system. And again, we speak about, you know, the Tarya'g Mitzvos as being like, you know, Shasa, you know, Gidim and Ramach Evarim. So, you know, it's a good mnemonic device for sure. But I think, you know, more importantly, this is meant to establish that there's a certain balance, and like a holistic, like equilibrium, you know, that is taking place in the context of the Torah. And just like the Evarim and the Gidin, right, you could focus on, and sometimes you need to focus on each and every one, and sometimes in tandem, you know, the well-oiled, you know, homeostasis that works when you combine everything is much more powerful, and sometimes that's the key, you know, to a refua or to thriving and flourishing, etc. So this idea of B'dibur Echad in both of these models aren't opposite models or totally different models. They're both about the same idea, and that is that, you know, internally or two sides of the same coin or one in context of the other is part of the system itself. And in that respect, Zachar v'Shamor, the Devarim, and the rest of the list are one and the same, even if you don't say exactly what the Sifsei Chachamim seemed forced to say. And in the context of Shabbos in particular, this is important because, as we say, it's really a paradigm. Shabbos is a paradigm for Kedusha and for Bracha in general. And by Baruch Hay Kadesh also are two sides of the same coin, and that appears in several of the parshios of Shabbos. Surely not a coincidence, as we already noted. It's also the first Kedusha. But in addition to that, in light of our analysis of Essen and Lavam of Shabbos as being the spirit of the day, the norm, etc., so that becomes a bigger issue too, and that is Yadus's emphasis on both of these elements, but again, seeing them not as even diverse, never mind contradictory, but seeing them as each one indispensable to the other. The need for objectification and norms, that there should be mitzvos, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Lefika Chir Balehem Torah mitzvos, namely that everything isn't just a grand idea, but it really is all about, you know, measured maisa veras and kiyume mitzvos, etc., where man is supposed to really use his shasa gidim and ramach evarim, you know, in this concrete world, right, to be involved in dvarim shebe kedusha. But at the same time, you know, that shouldn't be mitzvot anashim melumada. That shouldn't be something that is mechanistic or mechanical, and, you know, without feeling. It has to be permeated, you know, with a sense of what the purpose is, and avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, etc. And the assay and the lav, you know, the norm and the spirit, you know, these being different mechanisms that highlight that. It becomes a very, very crucial thing. So I just wanted to mention in that context also that Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, at least on this last point about the Asay and the Lav of Shabbos or Zachar v'Shamar, so he again, you know, was highly sensitive to this. I think I mentioned from the perspective of you know, where and when he was writing, you know, Germany and 19th century, and of course, you know, he was encountering the challenge of the reform movement, which was basically ridiculing or mocking, you know, the concept of the norm, you know, and glorifying, you know, to the exclusion of the norm, the notion of, you know, the spirit of the law. In other words, the reform movement was, you know, very laudatory about, you know, the, you know, inspirational goals of Yadus, especially the more universalistic ones, obviously. But the whole, you know, system was predicated on the idea that the norm, that the mitzvah, that the chiyuv, you know, that these values are instantiated in objective requirements, you know, and they're measured in a certain way, that having just, you know, a good Jewish heart or good ethical, you know, perspective is totally insufficient, you know, that's exactly what the Reform movement was rejecting. And its critique, like Christianity's critique, you know, 1800 years earlier, you know, was that, you know, Yadus was, you know, empty of the spirit of the law and focused, you know, too much, you know, on details, mitzvos, chiyuvim, etc. So, you know, his perspective in his whole career was, you know, to try to demonstrate, you know, the need for this kind of integration. And the idea that, you know, a spirit of the law that is bereft of objective requirements and measured, you know, performances is, you know, just so much platitudes, you know, and nothing more. So he sees, just interestingly enough, Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad exactly in this light. And I just think it's much more powerful once you know, you know, the Zadon Shabbos and the other issues that we discussed, and the Rambam and the Ramban. I think it just makes it much more powerful. I just wanted to read this passage. This is in his Parish on Yisro. But again, it's a leitmotif, of course, throughout his work, or the work of anybody who's trying to understand, you know, what's unique about Yahadus, but especially also to contrast it with other religions, and especially the challenge of deviationist ideologies, you know, within Yahadus. So, you know, we would expect, you know, if we were closing our eyes and guessing, that, you know, Rav Hirsch would be one of the people who would be sensitive to this theme and who would be able to express it in, you know, an incredibly articulate, passionate way, then, you know, we would have guessed, and we would have been correct in our guess, which is a good thing. Also, we like people to surprise us, but we also like being able to understand and identify the patterns. So this identification of Zechira and Shemira in the new translations on page 338, but in Sarasot Debros, in Yisro, this identification of Zechira and Shemira, which according to tradition were spoken and heard of simultaneously at the law giving at Sinai, and which therefore can justifiably considered one inseparable unit, constitutes a forceful protest against any attempt to spurn God and his Torah and to reduce the Jewish Sabbath to a day of mere spiritual remembrance, Zechira. Such an attempt would divest the Shabbos of its essential component, namely Shmira, refraining from constructive work, the Shvisa from which the very name of Shabbos derives, meaning the Surim, the Maisim, that's the, you know, that's the Hagdara of Shabbos. And in that context, Shmira is very important, but the idea of substituting one for the other, or seeing one without the other, is fundamentally unacceptable. Then he notes in our nice Psikta Rabasi, we find this significant statement, Om Rab Yudan, right, Zachar Nasan l'umas ha'olam, Shamar Nasan l'Yisrael. The meaning of the statement is exactly the same as we explained. At first, when Shabbos was instituted for mankind, it entailed only remembrance, keeping it in mind. As such, as a spiritual commemoration, it became entirely lost to mankind. Israel was given the commandment of Shmira. Again, this is true and something I want to pursue more fully on another level, and that is, of course, in Bereishis, we encounter the chronicling of Sheishis Mebereishis, and in that context, Shabbos and Shvisa B'Shabbos, Vaybarech, Vaykadesh, and so on. But of course, the name Shabbos doesn't appear until Shmos, right, in Parshas B'Shalach, right, in the context of the Man. And the idea that there is a concept of Shmiras Shabbos is first mentioned in that Parsha as well. Obviously, that doesn't appear in the, you know, Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto, Asher Bara Elokim La'asos, establishes the name, but the obligation of Shvisa we don't yet have. So he just points out that he points out this historically. In other words, in Bereishis, you have the concept of Shabbos. But the concept of Shabbos, without it being turned into Lamatas Avos Malacha, never would have had any kind of endurance. Even the concept, in other words, wouldn't have endurance. Israel was given the command of Shmir, the concrete demonstration of the spiritual content of Shabbos, through the symbols perceptible to the senses, in order to preserve Shabbos and to restore it to its former glory. It's precisely the Shmira, not the Zechira, that is the distinctive quality of Jewish Sabbath law. For it is only logical that Zechira should already have been the common possession of all mankind. An interesting idea. Accordingly, he who divests our holy Sabbath of Shmira, thinking he can suffice himself with Zechira, is destroying the whole Jewish Sabbath, and is undermining the foundations of the whole institution which God established in Israel for the sake of preserving the Shabbos for all mankind. The mitzvah to remember Shabbos, not to forget, is expressed as a positive command. It is a positive command to perform actions that will impress upon us the essence of the day and its meaning. So again, this is just a very good expression, and one which you can understand, as I say, he was particularly sensitive to, given his own mission and his own... But when I say mission, it isn't, you know, I don't mean it in the sense of being either apologetic or, you know, polemical. It is apologetic and polemical, but it's more than that. Meaning, because he was, you know, constantly, you know, fighting the struggle and aware of the, you know, the abuses of understanding, he was just, you know, incredibly, you know, sensitive and saw it as his obligation to accentuate further this, like, basic theme of Yahadus. Yeah.
Can we distinguish between two questions? One of them being the relationship between the law of Mitzvah Malacha and the essay of Shabbos, of Zechira. And a separate question about blurring the boundaries between the norms and details of Halacha and the spirit of a different law.
In theory, you could. There's a lot of overlap in
the fact that Torah is makbid on the relationship between the law and the essay, that we don't want to blur the lines between the norms and the spirit.
I'm operating with the premise which Rav Hirsch doesn't speak about, because he only speaks about Zachar and Shamar. I'm operating with the idea that of the Ramban's notion of the Mitzvah of Shabbos, that what the Aseh of Shabbos in particular adds to the mix on Shabbos, right, is precisely.
He's even talking about Zachar, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddush.
Right, so he doesn't exactly, later on he talks, I want to talk about that now too, what is exactly Zachar? And I think I mentioned that a little bit last time as well.
I right. Could have spoken about a spirit of Shamar even.
No, 100%. Like, right. For example, what we were talking about wasn't Zachar and Shamar, it was, you know, Shmartem, Shabbason, Shabbos, and Los Asakal Malacha, essentially. The question whether Zachar captures that or not is, I think, a machlokas. But I'm interested. He's interested in the point that he's trying to make is that in general, you know, the platitudes are very important, but platitudes without, you know, concrete expressions are not viable, and they're certainly not the method of halacha and of kedusha. Whether or not this is exactly so, he's kind of equating one with the other. I don't think that you have to do that. I'm more interested, because I'm trying to also tie it to our discussion of Zadon Shabbos and you know, the need for Mitzvah Saseh, what that Mitzvah Saseh includes, and the fact that the Aseh and the Lav, you know, in both directions, you know, are more and less you know, comprehensive, and so on, and then to explain from there, you know, the relation to Hotzah and the relation to Tiyantiv and the relationship to Yom Kippur, etc. So for me, this, you know, works in very nicely. But I would agree that you could have been Michalik, and you could say Zachar is something much more limited. I think it's even more powerful when it's the Aseh and the Lav covering the same ground, but in a different way, because then you have the Tochen, but the emphasis of the Tochen, or the purpose of the Tochen, right, is even, which is a much more subtle thing, even that's coming, like, to the foreground, you know, in this whole discussion. But one could have said that, oh, if we're talking about just making, like, take the Ritva, just making Kiddush, or just Oneg Shabbos, you know, compared to Isur Malacha, know, then for sure.
Yeah, you know, Ritz is making a point about the nature of Shabbos, and he's using that to make a point about the nature of
Halacha. 100%. You could distinguish that too. I do think that's why I also added that, you know, because Shabbos is paradigmatic in terms of Davar Shebekdusha, in terms of the combination of Ivarik by Kadesh, and the role that it plays, so the idea that this is just about Shabbos and it isn't something which reflects broadly on the like, philosophy of Halacha, I think is less likely. But what you'd have to do, and what we could do, is just pursue the same idea that we have this, this both in Essen and Lavin, in other institutions, as well as just in the analysis of other institutions themselves, you know, to see whether this is the case. Anyways, that brings me to the next point, which is exactly what I wanted to discuss, and that is, so what does Zohar really mean in the context of Zohar Siyom HaShabbos Lekadosha? Correct. I mean, he's really, you know, seeing it in a certain way. I think I quoted last week the Rabbeinu B'chai, which I want to get back to in a second, who also sees it in a certain way, but not in terms of Yisur Malacha. I'm kind of, you know, integrating, you know, the Zohar discussion here on the Aseh and the Lav of Malacha, but I think for the reasons that I wouldn't say justify, I don't feel like I need to justify, but for the reasons that I'm explaining, or have just explained a couple of minutes ago. But I think it is also important to also be more precise and to understand what the phrase Zohar means in this context according to Chazal and according to the Rishonim, to see whether there are more things or different things, or in some cases, you know, to the exclusion of the things that we've discussed that we're talking about. Of course, the phrase itself, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, is a very challenging phrase. Because this combination, Zohar Lekadsho, right, is not a Davar Pashut. Right? What do we mean, Zohar Lekadsho? What does Zohar mean, and what does Zohar Lekadsho mean? Quite separate from the Zohar V'Shamar V'Dibrach. We'll table that for the moment. So, just to give an example, the Rishonim Alatar, some of them, and some Chazal, kind of implicitly, you know, acknowledge that there's a problem here and that it can't mean what it says, or it can't. It's not Zohar Lekadsho. Example, Psajigon interprets Zohar Esom HaShabbos Lekadsho Vikadsheyu. Right? Zohar Esom HaShabbos and Lekadsho is Vikadsheyu. Right? So that kind of takes the sting, you know, out of it. Those who see it in terms of a Hechsher, you know, to the Lekadsheyu. Also, it's not, you know, so much that the method of Kedusha is by means of Zechira, but Zechira is a necessary precursor to being Mekadesh, and that we find in different interesting ways as well. I mean, Rashi Alatar quotes the Gemara. Right? Tenu lev lizkar tamid Et Yom HaShabbos, right? She'im nizdam elechal chef et siyofet te'mazmino, right? L'Shabbos. So this, of course, connects to the whole Shammai and Hillel, or Hashem Yom Yom, you know, all those discussions, as well as the Ramban, and then earlier even the Medrash, you know, about being Mona, you know, L'Shabbos, you know, either for practical reasons or for more essential reasons, the idea that the week revolves around Shabbos, etc. So it's Zohar Siyom HaShabbos, right? All week you should keep your eye open and, you know, keep in mind the Shabbos that is coming, right? Either for practical reasons, you know, the money yafeh, or even the yafeh, or if it's not connected to the money yafeh, right, is the idea that the week revolves around Shabbos, or, even much more practically, as the Rashbam and Ibn Ezra both say, right, Zohar Siyom HaShabbos Lekadsho is, you know, every day, the Rabbi Ben Ezra says, count out the day. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, the next day is Wednesday, right? Just to make sure that, you know, you're not, certainly if you're Mahalik Bamidbar, this is a good idea to do. But even if you're not Mahalik Bamidbar, to make sure that, you know, you wouldn't have any problems on Shabbos. The Kiddush there is not so much, the Zohar isn't related, isn't the method of Lekadsho, but the Kiddush there is kind of the, you know, excessive shmira that is required by means of Zohar. Actually, in that sense, Zohar v'shamar, you know, b'dibur echad has a different meaning. Meaning, this Zohar is a method, of, in a way, of shamar, right? But in an interesting way, by mentioning it, It's a way of guaranteeing that you won't abuse it. The Svarno has something like that as well. Right? The Svarno says, basically, but a little more nuanced, I guess, Zachar, Siyom HaShabbos, L'Kadsho, means Zachar during the week, like some of the others say, but not, you know, to be borer lo, mean, you know, money off that, and not in order to, you know, to make sure, extra shmira by means of the shmira that you don't violate, but when you're doing your work, let's say, you know, during the week, keep in mind Shabbos, meaning do it in such a manner that you won't be distracted on Shabbos. Like, don't begin, he doesn't say this, but don't begin, like, you know, an exciting new project, you know, Thursday, you know, or Friday afternoon, right? Because then you're putting yourself in a situation where, you know, Shabbos is going to be undermined, you know, by the distraction. So you should plan out, according to Svarno, again, it's a chiddush, in the sense that it, again, highlights the centrality, tachlis ma'isa shemayim ba'aretz, of Shabbos, and the fact that the week is kind of just, you know, either the week is all about, you know, preparing for Shabbos, or at least the week, as important as it is in its own right, is not something that can in any way distract from Shabbos, not allowed to distract from Shabbos. So there are chidushim in all of these, you know, perushim, but that's another way of saying that the Zohar, you know, is a hechsher to ensure, right, to ensure lekadsha. The Ramban, in his Perush Al HaTorah, actually has a, you know, different emphasis completely. In addition to what he says later on about the, you know, Abba and the Yira, which I think is very critical, obviously, and that fits into what we spoke about already. But the initial pshat of the Ramban in Zohar, Siyom HaShabbos Lekadsho, is that the Zohar is totally independent. And it's a zechira of emuna, bechidush ha'olam. That's what the Ramban starts with here. That's how the Ramban connects Shmir Shabbos from the previous parsha. But the Ramban says, one second, if I can find it. Achar shetziva shanamin b'shem ha-miyuchad v'losisa shehu ha-nimtza hu ha-borei hu ha-mevin v'ha-yachal v'sheniyached hu ha-muna b'chalela v'ha-kavod o-levado tziva shenechabed zecher shemo then tziva shenase b'zeh simon v'zikaron tamid l'hodia shehu borei ha-kol v'hi mitzvah ha-shabbos shehi zecher l'maisa b'reishis. So Zohar, Siyom HaShabbos, L'Kadosho is the mitzvah, you know, to internalize the emuna about the Rabbonu Shalom being the Borei HaOlam and all that that implies. That's how the Ramban interprets. So according to these various explanations, basically, we have Zohar, either as a hechsher, or in different ways, each of which is important, or Zohar is an independent idea about, you know, Zecha L'maisa Bereishis, and then we have Lekadsho. So Lekadsho basically means, again, if it's a hechsher, so we understand the Lekadsho, and if it's not, so it's, you know, Zohar V'kadsho, like Reb Sajagon, you know, basically says, or like Ramban, there's a Zohar aspect, and then there's a kadosh aspect. However, Chazal certainly understood it differently. Right? When they said Zachreyu, you know, alayayin, and then the question of course whether Kiddush, you know, and this interpretation of Zachar is Daraisa or Drabanan is a machlokas harishonim, right? And again, even if the alayayin is Drabanan, whether it's Zachreyu, at least Bedibur, Bamira, that that's actually the pshat in the pasuk, that some sort of kiddush hayom is a din d'oraisa. Again, the Ibn Ezra here makes allusion to this, you know, treats it very seriously, but calls it an asmachta. But obviously, the Gemara in Psachim could be understood in a much more fundamental way, in which case it really is kadsheyu al yedei zechira, right? Zechira B'peh and Zechira B'yayin, and what we call Kiddush. So if this isn't just a Melitza or a Dindra Banan or a Drasha, even if it's a Daraisa, but it really is the Ikar interpretation, so we need to understand what is it about saying Kiddush or Zechira B'peh, right, which is significant here. And that becomes very important. So I think there are several things. Firstly, the idea that I mentioned last week, which Rabbeinu Bechai zeroes in as a hagdara of Zachar, and that is again this idea again of Shabbos as a day of spiritual focus. We call it that. Al derech hapshad, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, sheniskar tamid b'chol Yom HaShabbos shelo nishkachei v'shelo yischalev b'shar yamim. This is after the Ramban. The Amar Likadsho, Shenazkir Kdushaso, meaning Zachar Likadsho, means Shiyeh Be'enenu Kadosh. It's an attitude, it's a perspective and a way of looking at the day of Shabbos. It's Zechira, right? Which is the Zechira in this way is a Mekadesh. ובפני קדושת יום השבת קרא הנביא עונג קרס על שבת עונג כי המשכילים ויראי השם מסענגים בעסקי נפש ונפשם השכלי סיסדם עידון שכלי וחושקו בהשגת השם חשק הצומי למים כינון שכוסף צומה נפשי ללוקים הכל כך קודם תורנו בחיי, this is the פשט, this is all part of the פשט of זוכר as יום השבת לקדשו, the skira b'peh, the mentality, cultivating the mentality of Shabbos as a day of amazing spiritual opportunity, particularly in terms of Yedias Hashem. That's a very, very important formulation. The Ibn Ezra says much of it, but I have to say that he doesn't connect it to the word Zachar. Let me just read the language of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra in the Perush Aruch, but again, talks about the Kedusha. Not on Zachar Lekadsho, the concept of Zechira, but how is it that Kedusha Shabbos is manifest? So again, we talked about Kedusha and especially the relationship between Kedusha and Tahara, and fitting right in with that, the Ben Ezra here explains that Ki Hashem Kidesh Zehayom V'zimno Lekabel Hanefashos Tosefes Chachma Yoser Mikol HaYamim. If you recall, we read the Ibn Ezra and especially the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis on Vayivarech. So the Ramban and Ibn Ezra both quote Vayivarech Vayikadesh Shanashim Shomrim as a Shabbos Yu Bruchim Uknoshim, because they didn't understand the concept of Bracha and Kedusha attached to Zman, to a day. And then they themselves both thought that no, it actually refers to, right, this being, you know, almost physically, spiritually, qualitatively, a different kind of a day. And they all connect that to the idea of Neshama Yisera. In the Ibn Ezra, in Bereishis, that's particularly connected to Vayivarech, though. Not necessarily to Vayikadesh, even though it works very nicely with the idea of transcendence that, you know, that we spoke of, and the idea of having a kesher with an imminence, you know, to the transcendence, if you will, that we spoke of, but in Bereishis, the Ibn Ezra does not connect it to Kedusha, he connects that part of it to Bracha. The Ramban has a fascinating comment, again in Bereishis, I don't think we mentioned this particular point, Ki ha-bracha tosefes tov she'ischadish degupos yitarom koch betolados, u'b'neshama yitzro nasechal, he's quoting Ibn Ezra, v'ikadish shelo yasa b'malacha. Udvar Bazeh, commenting on the Ibn Ezra's, semi-mystical description of Shabbos, he says, "V'dvaro ze nochon lemaminim bo," right? "Ki ein ze musag behergeish la'anashim." I mean, the Rabban likes it. He gives Ibn Ezra credit, but he says you have to be a ma'amin. You know, you have to be somebody who initiated, you know, in Amuna, in order to appreciate what this is, because obviously, physically, you know, you can't describe this to people who don't have, you know, this this perspective. But what's fascinating is if you look at the Ibn Ezra on Shemos here in Yisro, here he has the same idea but expands on it, but not as simply Vayivarech, but Vayikadesh. Vayikadeshehu, Shashem Shavas Bo Mekom Melachto. For him, it's all rooted and anchored in Yisro Melacha. Even though it's anchored in Yisro Melacha, right, it the kiyum of it is expressed in Yediyas Hashem, the Torasa. The Tam Lios Davek im Barech Beirach Hashem, because it concludes Al Kain Beirach, you know, Hashem Vayikadeshehu. Kasheru Katub Beparshas Vayichulu. This goes back to the parallel in Bereishis, says Ibn Ezra. Ki Hashem, right, Kidesh Zehayom, the Zimno. What he says about Birech in Bereishis, he now says about Kidesh here in Zachar Lekadsho. Not so much on the Zachar part, but it works in with Zachar, though he doesn't. Al Kain Ksiv Beirach Hashem, Ukvar Pirashti Zeb Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Liyom HaShabbos, Reinu Kishnas HaShmita Dome LeShabbos, Kigami Shvius Beshanim, Betziv Hashem Sheyikru HaTorah Betchilas HaShana. All the Mepharshim here note that in the Gemara it sounds like it's the end of the Shana, not the beginning of the Shana, but okay. Neged Hanashim, Hanashim, Vataf, Vamratam Leman Yishmu, Hakel, Leman Yilmadu. He's comparing Shabbos and the Hakel of Shemitah in terms of the Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Hine HaShabbos Nitna Lahavin Maiseh Hashem Ulahagos B'Torasa. So what is an expansion of the Beirach or Vayivarech in Bereishis, here in Yisro for the Ibn Ezra, is an expansion of Kedusha. Again, the ability to interact with the transcendent Ribono Shel Olam, seemingly inaccessible, but totally imminent to us. But that's what Kedusha is, whether it's Kedushas Hashem, or Kedushas HaMakom, or Kedushas Hazman, Lifnei Hashem, Makom Hashchina, the Shem Hashem, right? That interaction, that's exactly what accomplished through Kedusha, and that's what's accomplished through Shabbos as well. Kochaksiv ki simachtani Hashem befal lecha kol yemei hashavua adam misasek betzrachav hayom hazeh ro'i lehizbodeid v'lishbos bavur kavod Hashem v'lo yisasek l'ashava filu betzrachav she'avru etc. V'kach amr hanavi mimitzokhav techa v'davar davar u'mina gisrali alecha samuch l'shabbos eitzel hanaviyim k'mad madua tolecha salo elav hayom l'chodesh v'lo Shabbos, which is what Rabbein Bechai was quoting. Ukvar is karti, kitam kol osam melacha b'shabbos makhish ma'isa b'reishis, rak eno makhish Hashem, and so on. And then he goes on to say that even gerim have to respect this. Alzeh tzna yadur hager b'sharecha shal yasem melacha b'shabbos. Here he also adds interestingly ubiyoma kipurim, which works out very nicely in things that we spoke about. The kocha barayas, the kocha b'chilas dam. So again, he doesn't connect us to the Zachar Lekadsho, at least here, but the idea that Kedusha Shabbos is that kind of express itself in that way is something which is clear. In the Perush HaKotzar of the Ibn Ezra, he's actually more expansive. One second. Actually more expansive in a different sense. Here he basically says Zachar Yom HaShabbos sheyizkor b'chol yom. Here he does speak about Zachira in this way, sheyizkor b'chol yom cheshbon yimei HaShavua, that's what we mentioned earlier, ad shelo yishkach eizo yom HaShvi'i shehu chayav l'kadsho. That's a technical perish. Pirish l'kadsho lasas lo ma'ala yaseira al kol hayamim. Once again, another important hagdara of Kedusha. Kedusha as the opportunity to interact with the otherwise inaccessible Ribono Shel Olam, that's the Perech Ha'aruch. And here in the Perech Shekotzar, that Lekadsho means that the day of Shabbos has a day of Mali said, not just distinctive, or we make it distinctive, but it's elevated. It's an elevated day. Shalotasa b'malacha, ketam kiddush Hashem oso. V'divrei kadmonenu liskar alayayin gamunachon, but it's asmachta, and so on. So I think that one could take this a giant step further. And this, my time's almost up, so let me just leave you with the idea, and the next time we'll elaborate this more fully. Almost to bring it full circle. The idea of that a tziv has a comment also, and it's to highlight again the problems and the possibilities. The tziv says, listen, Shabbos is like Hekdesh. He says this in Bereishis, and he says it again here in Shemos. But you need Zachar to teach you, and Hekdesh is Asur Bahana. You're not allowed to be Misparnes Min HaShabbos, you're not allowed to get other physical benefits from Shabbos, because it's Vayikadeshayu, it's Vayivarech Vayikadesh, it has Kedusha, it's like an Isar Me'ila. It's important to understand that there are other things that are Asur Bahana as well. Basav Chalav is Asur Bahana, and Kalei Kerem is Asur Bahana, and Chametz Pesach is Asur Bahana. And that's why it's Zachar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. It's important to remember not just to adhere to the strictures of Shabbos and to make sure that you're not being Nene or Misparnes Min HaShabbos or get Rebach from Shabbos. It's important to do that understanding that it's because it's a Davar Shebekdusha. And you need the Hachana and the Machshava, says the Netziv, right, in order, you know, for it to be Zachreyu or Zachar Lekadsho. Part of the conditions of Lekadsho here are not just to abstain, but to do it consciously on the basis of Zachar. But I think there's one other dimension just going further than these, but building on them, and that is the idea of Zachreyu Alayai. Again, the Ramban himself kind of has this link, we'll talk about it, and the Rav used to speak about this as well. And that is, I mentioned at the very beginning of the year, the comparison to Rabbi Yaakov's Shita and Bechor, which is Alpha Pishu Kodosh Virechem Mitzvah Laktisha. That we really find, you know, different models of Kedusha. Most Kedushas are Kedushas Me'eleyem, or Kedusha on the basis of Klishares, where you touch a Davar Kadosh and it makes something else into a Davar Kadosh. Under the right conditions, of course. Right? There's also something called Kedushas Peh, where you take something that's not Kadosh and you're Mekadesh it. But in the case of a Bechor, you have a rarity, and that is something which is by itself Kadosh, Kadosh Mirachem, Yafa Pichein, Mitzvah Lakdisha. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. So the idea may be that when we say Zachar it's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, on the one end, right, the Kedusha of Shabbos is Kavu V'Kayma M'Sheshes Me'Breshes. That's Mekadesh HaShabbos. No one can change that. On the other hand, Klal Yisrael's involvement and interaction with Shabbos becomes an added kiyum, and maybe under certain conditions even an independent or in some cases indispensable element of the Kedusha. Even though it's Kavua B'Kaima and Mekadesh HaShabbos, there are circumstances in which, or there's an element in which, Klal Yisrael's involvement and acknowledgement adds to the Kedusha. And that works very well with the Rambam's perspective on Mumer L'Chal L'Shabbos, O.C., the idea that it's the mitzvah, Klal Yisrael, and its connection to this mitzvah, that is the Yisod, as well as the Ramban, quoting the Medrash, again, this idea that Shabbos is Ben Zug, whatever that means, is Klal Yisrael. That's how the Ramban interprets in Bereishis. It's the idea that, even though it's Kavu V'Kaima, Klal Yisrael's acknowledgement and involvement in Shabbos even adds to its Kedusha as well. So I want to speak about that idea and how that is manifest in actual Kiddush a little more next week.